help us to commence this morning with hymn 644. 644. Watch, watch and be sober, ye children of God. Your wonderful lover has bought you with blood. Your husband and saviour for you gave his life. Then be your behaviour becoming his wife. Hymn 644.
Thank you. Shall we read together this morning two portions from the Word of God? The first is found in the book of Genesis, and chapter 18, and reading to the end of verse 22, and then turning to the New Testament in Paul's epistle to the Ephesians, chapter 3. The book of Genesis, chapter 18. And the Lord appeared unto him, that's unto Abram, in the plains of Mamre, and he sat in the tent door in the heat of the day. And he lift up his eyes and looked, and lo, three men stood by him. And when he saw them, he ran to meet them from the tent door, and bowed himself toward the ground, and said, My Lord, if now I have found favour in thy sight, pass not away, I pray thee, from thy servant. Let a little water, I pray you, be fetched, and wash your feet, and rest yourselves under the tree. And I will fetch a morsel of bread, and comfort ye your hearts, after that ye shall pass on. For therefore are ye come to your servant. And they said, So do as thou hast said. And Abraham hastened into the tent unto Sarah, and said, Make ready, quickly, three measures of fine meal, knead it, and make cakes upon the hearth. And Abraham ran unto the herd, and fetched a calf, tender and good, and gave it unto a young man, and he hasted to dress it. And he took butter and milk, and the calf which he had dressed, and set it before them, and he stood by them under the tree, and they did eat. And they said unto him, Where is Sarah thy wife? And he said, Behold, in the tent. And he said, I will certainly return unto thee according to the time of life. And lo, Sarah thy wife shall have a son. And Sarah heard it in the tent door, which was behind him. Now Abraham and Sarah were old and well stricken in age, and it ceased to be with Sarah after the manner of women. Therefore Sarah laughed within herself, saying, Am I waxed old? Shall I have pleasure, my Lord being old also? And the Lord said unto Abraham, Wherefore did Sarah laugh, saying, Shall I of a surety bear a child which am old? Is anything too hard for the Lord? At the time appointed I will return unto thee according to the time of life, and Sarah shall have a son. Then Sarah denied, saying, I laugh not, for she was afraid. And he said, Nay, but thou didst laugh. And the men rose up from thence and looked towards Sodom. And Abraham went with them to bring them on the way. And the Lord said, Shall I hide from Abraham that thing which I do, seeing that Abraham shall surely become a great and mighty nation, and all the nations of the earth shall be blessed in him? for I know him, that he will command his children and his household after him, and they shall keep the way of the Lord to do justice and judgment, that the Lord may bring upon Abraham that which he hath spoken of him. And the Lord said, because the cry of Sodom and Gomorrah is great, and because their sin is very grievous, I will go down now and see whether they have done altogether according to the cry of it, which is come unto me, and if not, I will know. And the men turned their faces from thence and went towards Sodom. But Abraham stood yet before the Lord. Shall we now turn to the New Testament, to Paul's epistle to the Ephesians, and read together chapter 3. Paul's epistle to the Ephesians, chapter 3. For this cause, I, Paul, the prisoner of Jesus Christ for you Gentiles, if ye have heard of the dispensation of the grace of God which is given me to you ward, how that by revelation he made known unto me the mystery, as I wrote afore in few words, whereby when ye read, ye may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ, which in other ages was not made known unto the sons of men, as it is now revealed unto his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit, that the Gentiles should be fellow heirs and of the same body and partakers of his promise in Christ by the gospel. Wherefore I was made a minister according to the gift of the grace of God, given unto me by the effectual working of his power. Unto me, who am less than the least of all saints, is this grace given, that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ, and to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery, which from the beginning of the world hath been hid in God, who created all things by Jesus Christ, to the intent that now unto the principalities and powers and heavenly places might be known by the church the manifold wisdom of God, according to the eternal purpose which he purposed in Christ Jesus our Lord, in whom we have boldness and access with confidence by the faith of him. Wherefore I desire that ye faint not at my tribulation for you, which is your glory. For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole name in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. Now unto him that is able to exceeding abundantly, to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen. The Lord bless to us the reading of his word and help us now to come before him in prayer. Let us pray. Gracious, eternal, almighty Lord God, thou who art the I am that I am, thou who art from all eternity to eternity, thou who art the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end of all things, thou who art Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. O Lord, that such as we are, in thy great eternal purposes and love, should approach unto thee who art holy, 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 through the dear Redeemer, the dear Saviour, even the Lord Jesus Christ. And so, Lord, as we come now in prayer, we pray for that help of thee, O Holy Spirit, for that help in public prayer and that help in the pew, that there might go up those cries unto thee, that thou wilt bless us indeed in our gathering together this day, that there might be that set forth for the good of never dying souls, and might thou hear that cry, my soul, Lord, my soul, thou knowest where I am, Lord, come. Lift me up, Lord, strengthen me, support me. Hear the cries, O Lord. O, we pray of thy crying ones as they are found before thee in this place. And as they have been found before thee, O Lord, in that closet, as it were, so we pray, Lord, that there might be that oneness of spirit, that unity of spirit, as we are gathered together, that it might be with us, sirs, we would see Jesus. Oh, that thou might hear the cry of that crying one, those crying ones, Jesus, thou Son of David, have mercy on me. For those who feel to be by that wayside, unable to do anything for themselves, and yet, Lord, that cry of faith, that thou wilt come and hear their cries. And it may be one, O Lord, maybe those, Lord, who feel to be as thy people in Egypt, in bondage under that taskmaster. O Lord, oppressed, unable to deliver themselves, the burden increasing by the day. And yet, Lord, in thy eternal purposes, thou didst hear the cry of thy oppressed ones, as thou didst hear the cry of dear Hezekiah. Lord, I am oppressed. Undertake for me. And thou knowest, Lord, where we are in that path that thou hast called us to walk in. Those spots and places in our lives where those cries have gone up for thee to undertake, for thee to deliver. And so, Lord, do come to those of thy people, to us, Lord, where it may seem that way so dark, that way impossible, no way through, as it were. And yet, Lord, thou art that one who is able to make that way. Thou art that one who knoweth all things, the beginning and the end. And thou art that one whose arms are underneath thy people, those arms that none shall fall below. And thou art that one whose hand holds, Lord, and none shall pluck from that hand. Oh, the enemy may shake, the enemy may sieve, but, O Lord, thou art that one who holds us each. If we are thine, and thou art that one who is prayed for each of thy people, that they might be with thee where thou art with the Father. And as thou didst pray for Peter, that his faith might fail not, O Lord, grant that looking up to thee, O Lord, that thou might come and support and uphold and strengthen us, Lord, in that path that we walk through. And now through this service, Lord, that thou wilt grant us that help and that strength. Oh, to stand in thy name once more. And that help of thee, O Holy Spirit, might be given in pulpit, desk and pew, to wait upon thee. O Lord, and we pray for that patience in waiting upon thee, that God-given patience. Be still, be still. O Lord, speak the word only unto thy tempest-tossed ones. Be still. And know that I am God. Peace be still. It is I. Be not afraid. O gracious Lord. O do so come in our midst. By thy power, O Holy Spirit, fill this place. Fill our hearts with that felt presence of the Lord. Put thine arm about us and keep us from disturbances without. But oh, much more, those disturbances within us, those thoughts that would draw us away. Lord, keep our thoughts. Oh, we pray, keep us close to thee. And, O Lord, as we have read thy word, might there have been that help given in the reading of it, Lord, that they might use the means that we attend to this day to the honour and glory of thy name and to the good of never dying souls. O Lord, so gather with us now, we pray. O Lord, gather with us now, Lord. And as we have sung, Lord, grant us that watchfulness and soberness in our worship before thee, in our walk and conduct before one another, before those around us, Lord, in that love to thee. Set that watch, Lord. Oh, how we need it over our lips. That watch over our hands, our ears, our eyes, our feet. O Lord, in the many snares that Satan lays in this time, O Lord, O keep us, Lord, we pray. Watch over us gathered, watch over this little church and people here, O Lord. O might thou grant that help unto those who have the responsibility for the cause of truth. Might thou uphold their arms. O Lord, might there be the upholding of their arms. O, we pray, and we specially pray for the children and young people. O, that thou wilt watch over them and that thou wilt grant that wisdom and help to parents. They might, Lord, be given that strength, as it spoken of to the fathers, to bring children up in that fear and admonition in that of thee, O Lord. And that training of children in that way that they should go. O Lord, that wisdom needed, grant it, we pray. So help then, Lord. Watch over those teenage years, as it were, as they young adults. O Lord, keep them. Grant those answers to prayer. O, for the never dying souls, their never dying souls, Lord. Thou knowest the prayers that go up. And it searches us out, the labouring of parents, grandparents of the church and of others. O Lord, for the souls of the rising generation, for the souls that those who have turned their back on thee, Lord, for those who have wandered. And O Lord, even in that, this village, this Lord, might there yet be those whom thou hast set thy love upon from all eternity to be gathered in. O Lord, we pray. O, we think of our own little cause also in these things. O Lord, grant that continued witness of that candlestick of thine electing love and mercy, O we pray. And we would pray for any laid aside at this time. Oh, might thou be with them and comfort them, might support them and grant that renewing of strength. O Lord, for we each need it, Lord, gathered either present or listening, Lord. Oh, that renewing of our strength and the renewing of our mind. O Lord, blow upon us then, we pray this day. O Lord, we would beg. Beg the forgiveness of our every sin. Beg, Lord, that thou wilt blow upon us as we would ask all for Jesus' sake. Amen.
In 384, great regard, great God, my mournful prayer, make my poor trembling soul thy care, for me in pity undertake, and save me for thy mercy's sake. 384.
Thank you.
as the Lord might help us this morning, I would direct your thoughts to Paul's epistle to the Ephesians, chapter 3, and reading verses 20 and 21. Paul's epistle to the Ephesians, chapter 3, and reading verses 20 and 21. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen. And the words that have been with us particularly are in the opening words of verse 20. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think. But as Paul goes on to write, according to the power that worketh in us, unto him be glory in the church by Jesus Christ throughout all ages, world without end. Amen. Coming to a pause, as it were, in this letter to the Ephesians, to this people, that as we read of them in the Acts of the Apostles, taken up with the darkness of this world, with those dark practices, worshipping of particularly Diana of the Ephesians. And yet as he speaks in the opening of his letter, reminding them of that wondrous, sovereign, electing love and mercy of Almighty God, that in the eternal purposes of Almighty God, the Lord loved a people. And as we read a number that none can number, of every tribe, kindred, tongue, people, throughout this whole world, from the beginning of this world to the end of this world, a people loved because he would love. That love of God the Father in the choice of a people given unto the eternal Son, that in that covenant of electing love and mercy, the Lord Jesus Christ, as Paul was brought to testify, that the Lord Jesus Christ came into this world to save sinners. And dear child of God, what a mercy. If you and I know anything of that love and that of the apostle to the dear Redeemer, and we look in our own hearts, that the Lord should come into this world to save one such as you, such as me. And through that work and power of the Holy Spirit, as we've spoken perhaps before, of that work begun, that work unlooked for, that time appointed of Almighty God from all eternity to eternity, as he wrote to them, according as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world. And if we know anything of electing love and mercy, in the reality and the experience of it, I believe it will be this with us. Why me? Why such a wretch as me? Will thousands starve and come? And as he goes on to remind them that salvation from beginning to end is all of Almighty God, and you hath he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins, the children of wrath, even as others. And dear child of God, as we've journeyed on, is there not those times when the Lord, in that dealing with us in love, but it may be in his chastening hand, in that bringing us to that remembrance of that pit from whence we are digged, that salvation is all of him, all of his sovereign love and mercy, all of his quickening power. For by grace are ye saved through faith, that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. And we would not digress, but as the Lord begins that work in the soul of his people, so we are brought to those places of reminding, of bringing us down to the dust, that salvation is all of the Lord and nothing of us. Nothing of that self-righteousness that is in us by nature. That self that would want to be something, that self that would want to be thought something. And we may have said before, as we look back in that place where the Lord brought this to our mind, that we know nothing of the spirit of the Pharisee truly till that work of grace is begun in our heart. But the mercy is that from beginning to end, it is all of Almighty God, as the dear Apostle Paul was brought in that path that the Lord would have him to go, to bring him to these truths, those truths concerning the dear Redeemer, concerning the Lord Jesus Christ, that one whom he had hated. And we look in our own lives, may not have been outwardly, but what inwardly? And that one whose name set it naught, that name brought to love. and that name brought to love inwardly in his soul and outwardly in that walk and conduct before the Lord, what of us? And the reality of that love of the Lord as he speaks, writes to the Romans of that hope in the dear Redeemer, that hope for all eternity, and that love shed abroad in our souls. And we may not be able to express that love, those things known in our soul, in that love to the Lord, because he first loved us. But this we know, that it is known within. It is known as that peace that passeth all understanding. But it's this also, as we have in these verses before us, according to the power that worketh in us. As the hymn writer expressed those words concerning the work of grace, the Spirit must the work perform, for it is all of grace. And we say this very lovingly as we, in that, those truths surely believed amongst us, that salvation is all of Almighty God from beginning to end. Nothing of us, all of him. And this searches us out, as that question is asked again of Paul. Who maketh thee to differ one from another? Am I made a real Christian, washed in the Redeemer's blood? And O longing soul, it may be with you. Have I union with the church's living head? And coming to, if we might express it, that reminding of them. But in that encouraging of them to look up, for his people are a purchased people, redeemed by that precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father, our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in you, in your hearts by faith, being rooted and grounded in love. And we would say this very carefully, for that love that shines through in the epistles of Paul, and yes, and other epistles also, don't get me wrong, but that love of Christ shed abroad in his heart. to those of the Lord's people that he was brought to minister to, those of that early church, those as he was in nature's darkness, those who he sought to cast into prison. Yet brought to love that name above every name, that name despised, as we said, that name brought to love. And as we look in our own heart, is it not to cry, sovereign grace, sovereign love, sovereign mercy? And that desire for the good of the never dying souls of the Lord's people in those things concerning their soul and the eternity before them, in those things concerning that path that the Lord had called them to walk in. And as he goes on, particularly in this epistle, to set forth those precepts of that walking in love to the Lord, in that walking in love one to another, according to that commandment that the dear Lord Jesus gave to his disciples, that a new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another. Mark these words, child of God, as I have loved you. By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have love one to another. And there will be an eternity, will there not, to sing, to ponder. We trust we know a little of it here below, of what was contained in those words of the Lord, as I have loved you. And to know the love of Christ which passeth knowledge, that you might be filled with all the fullness of God. And now then, in that encouraging of them, but that giving of all honour and glory unto the Lord. Oh, we look in our own hearts as we say these things, that giving of all honour and glory unto the Lord, now unto him that is able. Searches us out, does it not? As we have those words in the Psalms, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. For his mercy endureth forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Oh, we look in our own hearts amidst all that busyness of our lives, perhaps taken up with this or that. What of the Lord Jesus Christ? What of that returning thanks unto him for his goodness, for his mercy that endureth forever? Now unto him that is able. Dear child of God, who is he speaking of? Do we not know him? As we have those words in the Ecclesiastes, him. Sorry, the Song of Solomon. Him whom my soul loveth. Him whom my soul loveth. Oh, we may not always be there. But as the dear disciples, by that seaside, on the side of the sea, it's a better way of expressing it, that lake, now fishing on it, that place, as they look back, that the Lord had come to them in the midst of the storm. I go a-fishing, and one on the seashore, it is the Lord. And we read the scriptures that then were the disciples glad when they saw the Lord. May not have expressed it quite in the right words, but are there not those things, dear child of God, are there not those places? As we look back in our lives, that gladdening of our hearts, for there is nothing else, and we speak carefully and not certainly reverently, that will lift us up. Tell me where I might find him. That felt presence of the Lord. That lifting up of the downcast within. That lifting up of the beggar from the dunghill. Unto him that is able. Him whom my soul loveth. And as Paul, again, we would not speculate. And yes, these words inspired, the inspired word of God is led by the Holy Spirit to pen these words. But that looking up unto him, unto him, as we read at the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, unto you is born this day, unto him. And as Peter writes of him, unto you who believe he is precious, unto him. We may sing those words, Jesus, my all, to heaven is gone. But oh, another thing, child of God, is it not? Oh, when there is that drawing out of our hearts unto him whom my soul loveth, that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. That work of the Holy Spirit. The ordering of the steps in our lives. Oh, we may be in that looking back, are we then brought to see that ordering of the hand of Almighty God in our lives. At the time, perhaps, we look in our own hearts, the kicking against those pricks, the self-pity, but that in that love, can we not trace out those times? We read of the mad Gadarene that none could tame. How he ran through those tombs unclothed, could not be chained. None could tame him, save one. And where was he found? In his right mind and at the feet. Clothed at the feet of the Lord Jesus Christ. And in those thoughts that overwhelm, in that self-pity, in that looking to self, only one can tame us, even the dear Lord. Through that work of the Holy Spirit to bring us to his feet, emptied of all those doubts and fears. In our right mind, now looking unto him, who is able to do more abundantly than we can ask or think, that one who is able to hear the cries this poor man cried, and the Lord heard him, delivered him out of all his troubles. We may sing those words, few if any come to Jesus, till reduced to self-despair. But it's another thing, is it not, child of God, to be brought humble, to be brought to cry, to be brought to that place I shall yet look again, to be brought to lay all at his feet, to cast all that care upon him, to leave it with him, for he careth for you. Clothed in that robe of righteousness of the dear Redeemer, all of him. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. And we read that portion concerning Abraham and Sarah. The Lord had given them that promise, that one that would be born to them. Yes. And we cannot cast stones. Hagar. But it would be that according to the will of Almighty God. And the impossibility, as we read together, as it seemed certainly to Sarah, who heard those words and laughed within her heart, but oh, those tears of joy that she was yet to know as she held Isaac in her arms. And as there was that bringing to prove, as the Lord spoke those words, is there anything too hard for the Lord? Is anything too hard for the Lord? He that is able to do more exceeding abundantly than we can ask or think. Is there anything too hard for the Lord in that path that we may be walking out, walking through, in that path of providence, in those things concerning our never dying soul, your never dying soul, my never dying soul? Unto him who is able to do more exceeding abundant than we can ask or think, through according to the power that worketh in us, according to the eternal almighty power of Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, that work of the Holy Spirit, that love of God to his people. Is there anything too hard for the Lord? As dear Mary, how can these things be, seeing I know not a man? With God, nothing shall be impossible. And within that year or so, as we said, as we read, that joy known in Sarah's heart, and Abraham also, 100 years old. Unto him who is able to do more exceedingly abundantly than we can ask or think, is not all praise and glory and honour due unto his mighty name, unto him? And we sing that hymn at times perhaps of medley 7. Unto him be all honour and glory. Unto him who is able to do more abundantly than we can ask or think. Unto him, too wise to be uncertain he, too good to be unkind. Unto him. And our thoughts also went to Naomi, that path that the Lord had called her and her family to walk in, and going down to Moab, and that returning to her country, Ruth. The Lord's purposes in going down, and the Lord's purposes in coming back, Ruth, that chosen vessel of the Lord, whose heart the Lord opened. Thy people shall be my people, thy God, my God. But comes back, call me not Naomi, call me Mara, bitter. For the Lord's hand has gone out before me. If I should have sons, would you wait for them? Unto him, Naomi. Unto him who is able to do more abundantly than we can ask or think. Unto him be all honour and glory. And we read how that was so impossible to her, that she held that babe, born unto Ruth and Boaz, unto him, who is able to do more abundantly than we can ask or think. Is all honour and glory due unto his name. And what a mercy if you and I will be found amongst that people, that will be found in heaven at last to sing those praises of all that the Lord has done for us in his goodness, in his mercy. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. And we would speak this thought lovingly, that these things are known as Saul knew them, or Paul knew them in his heart. But it is also as we have to walk out in that path that the Lord shows us his abundant love and mercy. But it is also in the bowing of the knee, in submission and obedience to the Lord. We may have said before that yes, we can trust, we can testify, speak of those things known, of that sovereignty of Almighty God, that the Lord is that one who ruleth over all things. And as we may have said before, we may take those words upon our lips, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. And perhaps when one is walking through a path of adversity, we may encourage with the Lord will provide. He who's helped hitherto. Another thing, is it not, when we are brought to bow the knee to the sovereign hand of Almighty God in our lives, thy will be done. As we may have said before, we may sing those words, choose thou the way, but still lead on. To be brought where? Humble. Humble before the Lord. In that trusting in him, that trusting in that one who is indeed the I am that I am, that one who is all love, that one who is all mercy, that one who has said those words, spoken those words. I know the thoughts that I think toward you in that abundance of his love and mercy, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Yea, I have loved thee. I have loved thee with an everlasting love. And with loving kindness have I drawn thee. Oh, it is by that power that worketh in us that we will be brought to bow the knee at his feet, to sing those praises unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Unto him, no other, creature emptied in the dust, unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages. All ages. Yes, this word written at that time of the early church, but the needfulness of it throughout all ages, world without end. Amen. The Lord grant that and hear that cry. Amen. So be it. Amen.
God willing, Mr. Riddell hopes to address the Sunday school this afternoon at 2:30. And Mr. Ting Kingham is expected to preach tomorrow evening at 7:00. And Mr. Timothy Pocock is expected to preach next Lord's Day. And he also hopes to address the Sunday school. And Oakington New Year services on Wednesday the 19th. Let us close with hymn 593. Jesus is a mighty Saviour, helpless souls of here a friend. He has borne their misbehaviour, and his mercy knows no end. O ye helpless, come and on his grace depend. Hymn 593.
Thank you.
gracious Lord, pardon all that thou hast seen amiss. Do be with us and help us, Lord, we pray. Watch over us during the interval. Grant that for our souls to feed upon. Go up with us this night and be with us at the Sunday school, if it be thy will. So part us now with thy blessing. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father, and the union and communion of the Holy Ghost abide with us each, both present and absent, both now and forever. Amen.